I know I feel better overall when I get outside and I get active. But when I don't have the right gear, especially when the weather is unpredictable this spring, it's harder to live that life that I really want. And that's why I'm sort of obsessed now with my Vessi shoes. I have two pairs, and I'm literally wearing at least one of them every day because Vessis are so comfortable, they're easy to get on and off when I'm on the go, and they are super stylish. I love how they look. Plus, get this, they're also 100% waterproof. And I really turn to my Stormburst high tops when I'm ready for a bit more adventuring out and about. They are so versatile, though. I can wear them for everyday errands and getting things done, or taking them into the elements, from beach days to walking around the city to a rainy day hike. Elevate your spring wardrobe with Vessi's Stormburst shoes. Discover more at vessi.com/newsworthy. Get your pair today to get an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout and be ready to step out in style, rain or shine. Trust me, you will not regret this. Go to vessi.com/newsworthy to get your new favorite shoes with an automatic 15% off your first purchase at checkout. Today is Wednesday, November 13th. There's a new phase in the impeachment inquiry. We're breaking down what to expect from day one of the public impeachment hearings. And we're talking about a first for Catholic bishops in the U.S. Plus, will Kaepernick make a comeback? A new payment system on Facebook and country music's biggest night. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's a big day on Capitol Hill. The public phase of the impeachment inquiry begins this morning. And this is historic. It's only happened two other times in U.S. history. Democrats and Republicans are going to be grilling both witnesses on national TV today, where we can all watch it live. And this could be a make-or-break moment for both parties and the president as lawmakers try to convince Americans of their side of the impeachment argument. So here's a breakdown of what we can expect today. Two people will testify in front of the 22 members of the House Intelligence Committee. The committee includes 13 Democrats and 9 Republicans. The chairman, Adam Schiff, a Democrat, and the top Republican member, Devin Nunes, will lead the way. With 90-minute rounds of questioning, each party gets 45 minutes at a time. They'll be questioning two longtime State Department officials. Bill Taylor is the acting ambassador to Ukraine, and George Kent, a deputy assistant secretary at the State Department. Together, they have more than 50 years in foreign service and have worked under past presidents of both parties. And they'll be testifying under oath today, meaning it's against the law for them to lie. Keep in mind, the people questioning these witnesses have already heard from them behind closed doors, so they sort of know what to expect and will adjust their questions accordingly. Democrats will work to show President Trump pressured a foreign government, Ukraine's leader, to investigate Trump's political rivals, or in other words, interfere in U.S. elections. They say that's wrong and an abuse of power. NPR reports they also accuse him of bribery because of military aid that Congress designated for Ukraine that Trump put on hold. On the other side, the GOP will defend President Trump. CBS News reports Republicans say the president asked for the investigations for innocent reasons, that it was all based on Ukraine's history of corruption. They also argue the witnesses simply disagree with the president. But now that the hearings are going public, Americans get to hear from them directly and decide for themselves. It all starts at 10 a.m. Eastern time today. That's 7 a.m. on the West Coast. Of course, we'll have a breakdown of some of the key moments in tomorrow's episode. And while today is a big day, it's actually just the beginning. Another witness is set to testify Friday. Then the Washington Post reports 8 more witnesses are scheduled for public hearings next week. And after all of that, it's then up to the House to decide whether to vote to impeach. And if they do, then it's up to the Senate to decide whether to remove Trump from office. Stay tuned. In a historic first, U.S. Catholic bishops elected their first Latino leader. The LA Times reports Archbishop Jose Gomez is an immigrant from Mexico who became a U.S. citizen in 1995, and he's made it known he's disappointed by some of President Trump's immigration policies. In fact, his victory came yesterday, the same day the U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments about DACA. The Trump administration is trying to end DACA, calling it illegal, but the AP reports Gomez says he's praying the court extends the program. Remember, we talked about DACA yesterday. It provides protections to about 700,000 undocumented immigrants who were brought to the U.S. as young children. So far, the Supreme Court justices seem divided, but a decision is not expected until next year. America's biggest milk producer, Dean Foods, just filed for bankruptcy. The reason? Fewer people are drinking traditional cow's milk. CNBC reports business has not been as good since milk alternatives like soy and almond have become popular. Plus, Dean Foods lost business with retailers like Walmart when those companies started producing their own milk. Dean Foods is responsible for some of the country's most recognized milk brands like Dairy Pure, Friendly's, and Land O'Lakes. CBS News reports the company has been in business for 94 years. It now plans to use the bankruptcy process to address debt and look for a buyer. For now, customers should not notice any changes. A former Major League Baseball player says his team used a camera to steal signs from the opposing teams the year they won the World Series. And that now has the league investigating. The former Houston Astros pitcher told The Athletic they would use the camera to see what pitches the other team's catcher was calling and relay them to the hitters during the game. The Astros now say they're working with the league to investigate this. In other sports news, could Colin Kaepernick be making a comeback? NBC News reports the former quarterback for the San Francisco 49ers is planning to go to a private training session this weekend hosted by the NFL. Sort of an audition. He hasn't played for the NFL since the 2016 season. Remember, Kaepernick was the first to kneel during the national anthem before games to protest systemic racism. And it sparked controversy. Some view him as a civil rights icon, but others say he disrespected the American flag. Kaepernick says he wants to get back on an NFL team, so we'll see what happens after this weekend's meeting. All right, we have more news ahead, but first let's take a quick break to thank this week's sponsor. Zola is a wedding company reinventing the wedding planning and registry experience that allows you to conveniently manage everything online and in one place. From engagement to wedding to decorating your first home, Zola is there. And my favorite part? Zola is the only place where you can register for honeymoon funds, gift cards, and even Airbnb, along with all the other physical gifts you typically see. I wish I had that for my own wedding, but I know I've loved having those options as the guest where the couples used Zola. And of course, both couples and guests love free shipping, smart returns, price matching, group gifting, and more. Then you can put that fun and easy registry right on your free wedding website on Zola. It takes just minutes to set up and customize. And you can even get beautiful wedding invites that match your website. So go ahead and build your free wedding website on Zola to get $50 toward your registry. Go to zola.com/newsworthy to get started today. Again, build your free wedding website on Zola and get $50 toward your registry. Go to Zola, Z-O-L-A, zola.com/newsworthy to get started. Now, back to the news. Facebook is rolling out a new payment service called Facebook Pay. Business Insider says it will let users send and receive money across all of Facebook's apps, including Facebook, Messenger, Instagram, and WhatsApp. It's apparently similar to Venmo or Apple Pay. But Bloomberg reports critics may think this is another attempt to keep regulators from trying to rip the company apart, since some political leaders feel Facebook is too big and powerful. Facebook Pay is ready now on Facebook and is expected to come soon to Instagram and WhatsApp. Speaking of Instagram, it's testing out a new feature that is a lot like the popular video app TikTok. The new feature is called Reels, R-E-E-L-S. CNET says it lets users make short videos set to music and share them on their stories or directly with friends. And that's just like the rival app TikTok, where users create short videos of themselves lip-syncing or dancing. Reels is available now, but only in Brazil. Instagram says it's testing the feature there, and they'll see how it goes. An answer on Jeopardy! Brought host Alex Trebek to tears this week. During the final Jeopardy! Round, one of the contestants wrote, "What is, we love you, Alex," in place of his answer. And he bet almost all of his $2,000 on it. The contestant says he could have tried to solve the puzzle, but he just couldn't stop thinking about Alex, who got visibly emotional as he read the message out loud. Right before Final Jeopardy! Monday night, CNN says the 79-year-old host announced he was re-entering treatment for pancreatic cancer. Last week, other contestants said they're working on a charitable play-along to raise money for cancer research. Well, country music's biggest night is here. Carrie Underwood will host the Country Music Association, or CMA, Awards for the 12th year in a row. Except this year, her co-hosts will be Reba McEntire and Dolly Parton. The 53rd annual CMA Awards is live at 8 p.m. Eastern on ABC. Also in entertainment, People magazine has named its 2019 Sexiest Man Alive, and it is singer John Legend. He's a 10-time Grammy winner. In fact, he's one of only 15 people to reach EGOT status, meaning he's won awards at the Emmys, Grammys, Oscars, and Tonys, and now he adds Sexiest Man Alive to the list. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we talk about one interesting work or career-related news story you should know. Last week, we talked about four-day work weeks. Today, we're talking about five-hour work days. Imagine working fewer hours, but still getting the same pay, vacation days, and benefits as an eight-hour day. The Wall Street Journal says a small German tech company tested this out. The company's CEO says if an employee can focus on their job without distractions, they can finish their work within just 5 hours. Then they can go home and relax, have a life, and come back the next day refreshed. But there is a catch. Phones, social media, and chit-chat are not allowed while working. And some employees say there's a lot of pressure to get the same amount of work done in less time, and that it's been hard not being able to talk to family throughout the day. The company experimented with this 5-hour workday and said it went well, except some employees were enjoying their time off a little too much. So they limited the 5-hour days to the summer months only. And that's it for today. Thank you for listening. As always, you can find the links and sources from all of today's news stories right in your podcast app or read more on thenewsworthy.com/shownotes. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.